Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Get rid of that thing. Let me see how many things people worry over. Some people worry about their children's future, so they insulate and keep them at home. Some people worry about their finances, like, will I have enough money for the years of retirement? Some people are definitely worried about the presidential election in the United States later this year. You hear some people saying that if one particular candidate wins, they are moving out of this country. Others worry about getting COVID, that although they have been vaccinated, they still fear that someone will come near them and pass it on. People get so anxious about all kinds of things, especially things that they have no control over. What do we do when things are not going the way we expected? Should we not get anxious? Well, Jesus spoke directly to the pros and cons of anxiety, and in the end, he gave us some sound advice. Remember one day when he was preaching about anxiety or worry? He told the folks not to worry about their next meal or what they will wear the next day. He said, "Birds do not stop flying so they can worry about where their next meal will come from." They have this built-in feature called seek and find, and invariably they find food sooner or later, which God provides. Can you imagine a mother hen sitting around moping? What is she going to feed her baby chicks? So Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he had a specific solution for our anxiety. "But seek first the kingdom of God," he says, "and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6 and verse 33. Jesus is talking to us today about this major sickness called anxiety and challenges us to find peace. In other words, Jesus is saying to his followers, there is more to be gained by seeking after the aspects of the kingdom of God, such as righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14 and verse 17. That right there is the best antidote for worrying. And guess what? If you focus on the features of the kingdom of God rather than worrying, then the things that you would have been anxious over in the first place will come to you. Isn't that the coolest advice Jesus could have given? Now, some people can give you lots of reasons why you should be anxious. Crime is on the rise in your community. The cost of living is climbing. Some folks are losing their jobs all around you. A few family members have died recently from cancer. What do you do? All of these are automatic triggers to get anxious. What are the politicians doing? Every day you get out of bed, you're anxious whether today will be the day that you're laid off from your job after you've worked there for so many years. And should you get a firearm to protect your family? The Bible is screaming out to you, stop worrying. Please stop being anxious. Anxiety is an overrated modern day hobby, and no one is exempt, but you don't need to take it on. How about in Bible days? When the large throng left Egypt, freed from slavery, they traveled for several days until they came upon the dreaded Red Sea. And as if that were not enough, coming behind them were the Egyptian chariots and fighters to take them back to Egypt. That is enough to let a good Christian faint. If the Red Sea doesn't wash us away, the Egyptians are going to get us. And as the chariots drew nearer and nearer, the question to Moses was, what are you going to do to fix this problem? Certainly you did not bring us out here to die like this, did you? But Moses did not join the murmuring crowd, and so this was his advice to the people. Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14 verses 13 to 24. That hardly made sense to a multitude of anxious people, but Moses went ahead and stretched his rod across the sea, and immediately the waters dried up and they went through on dry land. Oh, incidentally, the Egyptians, they were not so lucky. They all drowned in the Red Sea because God wanted the people of Israel to trust him, to put their 100% 100% trust in Him and everything would be all right. I want to wrap up our chat today with a passage that I've grown to love. Don't get me wrong, I love the whole Bible, but this particular passage, it is exciting and challenging. It tells you what to do when you get anxious. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7. Cancer runs in your family all the way back to 3 or 4 generations, and breast cancer in particular. Your house was destroyed by fire recently and you have to start over from scratch. You have taken the professional licensure exams to practice in your state 5 times and failed. And this last exam coming up in 3 months is your last chance, or you won't be allowed to practice in the state and you won't be allowed to take it a 7th time. Tell me that I should not get anxious. Are you ready? Do not get anxious. And what do I do instead of becoming anxious? Pray about it. Really? Yes, pray about it. But it has to be that kind of let it go prayer. Jesus, I am letting go of this matter that is causing me anxiety, and I choose not to be anxious anymore. I'm going to live my life without anxiety that does no good anyway. And do you really want to hear what God will do? He will give you a brand peace that defies all reasoning. This peace is so awesome it cannot be explained. It is so powerful that it calms your nerves. It frees you up from anticipating another failure and brings you into a good place. I wish you could get it. But start by starting today to give your anxiety over to Jesus. He, in turn, will give you a supernatural, out-of-this-world kind of peace like you never imagined. His word says that He will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on Him. Oh, and when you do, watch how the stress is gone and the things that you were anxious about, every one of them will be taken care of in ways that you could never imagine. And think about it. All you did was pray and trust God and enjoy His supernatural peace. Try this anxiety antidote today and get rid of that thing called anxiety.